Okay, my name is Todd Elliott, and I'm here with Dong Lau. How do you spell that, Dong?
D-U-O-N-G.
How do you spell Lau?
L-A-U.
And today is November 30th, 2018. We're in Westchester, Pennsylvania. And so this is the second attempt to do this interview. So I tried to start this, and then I got a message from my phone that said that there was a problem with the microphone, and that if we continue to have problems with the microphone, blah, blah, blah. So we're starting again. Okay, so kind of going back over some of the stuff we said a few minutes ago, and I probably won't remember everything, but that's okay. We'll get as much as we can, and it'll still be a quality interview. But so one of the things that we talked about, and I'm going to ask Dong again, is and we'll talk about again, is the fact that I met her a few years, at our karate camp. Our family has a karate club, and then we're part of a karate organization, the International Shotokan Karate Federation, that has a camp in Green Lane, Pennsylvania every year. And I had actually met her before that, but that's where we really kind of talked and started to get to know each other a little bit because of something that happened up there, but I'll bring that up a little bit later. The reason I wanted to interview Dong is that she is dating my second oldest son, Dan, and Dan is 30 years old, Mom?
Yes.
Dan's 30, and he and Dong have been dating for a few years, and it's kind of interesting to me because Dong has kind of a fascinating history. So I'm going to stop talking as much myself and ask her a couple of questions. So one of the things that I find really interesting, Dong, is that you are not originally from the United States. Where are you from?
To go to where I'm from, you have to talk about where my grandparents are from. So my mom's parents originally grew up in China, but they moved to Vietnam to escape communism, where they had my mom, so she was raised Vietnamese Chinese. In order for her to pursue a better life the same way her parents did, she moved to Hong Kong, China, to wait for the 7 years to get processed in order to receive a green card for asylum. Yeah.
In China?
Asylum in the U.S.
Oh, so wait. She waited. Okay, so I didn't even understand that the first time you said it. She waited seven years. China?
Yep.
To get a green card to come to the United States?
Yep.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so during that time period, she met my dad, and any children that you have while waiting in that very, very long, in those very long years, you can take with you. So because I was born during that time, I was a year and 3 months old when my dad's application had been processed, so he was allowed to go to America, and he took me with him because it was better for me to go with him as a child than to wait with my mom for whatever extra few months it would be.
Okay. So how old were you when you came to the United States? Do you remember?
I was a year and 3 months old.
Okay.
They have a date on your original alien card registration of the day you came here. So I know exactly how old I was.
Do you remember anything? Because you were pretty young. Yeah. Do you remember anything from the trip?
I just remember holding my dad's hand, and we were looking at the airplane to go to America. And I didn't really understand. It was just like my dad was really happy, and I was in this cute pink little dress, and the sky was really pink. So
do you really remember the pink dress, or is there a picture or something?
There's a picture.
A picture. Okay. So do you What's your first memory of the United States?
It was seeing my mom again.
When did that happen?
6 months later.
So 6 months after you got to the United States, and where did you enter the country?
California. You guys, that was on the West Coast.
Oh, okay.
That's where we landed, and then we took a plane connecting to Philadelphia.
So then you ended up in Philadelphia?
Yeah.
And you've lived in Philadelphia ever since?
Yeah.
How come Philadelphia?
That's where my mom's parents went. They were there first.
Oh, okay.
So we just moved there because that's where our family was.
Okay. So, and then you guys have been there since...
For 20 years.
Wow, for 20 years. And so is everybody united now? Is the whole family together?
Yes. On my mom's side, all 8 of their kids, they have 9 kids, but my grandma had to give one up for adoption at a younger age. So all 8 of them that I know of are here in the U.S. right now.
Okay.
And I can go see them anytime I want.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Cool.
Yep.
So, before the recording stopped the first time, I think you were talking about, I know you because you train karate, and, we were talking about where you live, and I think you said Kensington, is that what you said? Which is North Philadelphia, but I know you from training karate with my good friend and mentor, Judson Sumbler, who's a higher ranking black belt than I am. Our family has a karate club here in Westchester, Pennsylvania, but his club is in West Philadelphia. So if you lived in Kensington or North Philadelphia, how did you end up training with him in West Philadelphia?
He has been friends with Linda Booker, who helps him run the club, and she also trains as much as she can in her age. And she has a nephew who I met through the Philadelphia Zoo program when it had a volunteer program for youths age 14 to 18. So we met there, and we are very alike, so we butt heads often, and we would often get into play fights. So we were the best of friends who were very combative. And when he started taking karate, even though it was 3 months, he would just flat out win most of the combat fights. So I didn't like that, and I was like, you know what? It seems really good for you. I want to join too, and we were also really competitive. So that's how I ended up living in North Philadelphia but training karate in West Philadelphia. And it was only like a 20-minute train ride.
So how old were you?
I was 15 when I started.
Wow. Okay, so, and you've been doing... How old are you now? I don't even know how old you are.
How old am I? Oh, 22. I'm 22.
Okay, so... You seem to be very good at math. How long is that for training karate?
7 years.
Okay, and since you've been training, you've gotten a black belt, and you know, then that's pretty cool. So, just out of curiosity, one of the things I wanted to touch on though is that you're dating Dan, right?
Yep.
Second son, 30-year-old. Oldest son is Joe, who you were just talking to in the living room. But why Dan?
Why Dan?
Yeah, why are you dating Dan?
We know our son. We've known our son a long time, so that's...
I think...
Why Dan?
We were friends first, and we made it important that we would always be friends before our relationship. And so I had talked to him for a long time, and I decided, well, he's really nice and kind, and there's not many people like him in the world. So that's part of the reason why. And so when I turned 18, I was like, so we will always be friends. Would you consider being in a relationship with me? Because he'd never been in a relationship either, a serious one at that. And I had initially told him that, you know, I'm going to college. It might not be serious. At most, maybe it'll be a year or two. And he was okay with that. That's what we both thought initially would happen. Well, it's 4 to 5 years later, and we're still together. I think a lot of it had to do with, I think there's a 8-year age gap between us, but I'm a bit mature for my age, and he's a bit immature for his age.
So wait, would it be? See, Mom said that you're not lying. I don't want to say anything because this is gonna get archived at the Library of Congress. So I don't want to say anything that Dan might hear, or Dan's siblings or somebody might hear. But when you say he's a bit immature, I'm pretty sure that's an understatement. Shh, don't tell anybody I said that. Okay. no, he's actually, in my opinion, all kidding aside, I think he is really extremely mature in some ways.
Yeah, right.
This is like me, right? I mean, there are some ways that I'm pretty level-headed, but most ways I'm not. Most ways I'm a raving lunatic. But and I think Dan probably takes after me a little bit in that regard. He would deny that he takes after me at all, I think, but probably takes after me a little bit. So then do you still train karate?
Yeah, I still train. I don't train as often as I'd like, but I hope that once I move out of my mom's house and I live near a karate dojo and I don't commute an hour to work every day there and back, I can start training regularly.
Cool. So since you've been in the United States, do you think that was a good choice for you and your family to come here?
Yeah. I mean, in Vietnam, my family would technically be considered rich. Like, they showed me a photo of, like, a pink mansion that's the size of a city block. But the quality of life in Vietnam is a lot lower than it is in America. So while in America, we're really poor, we're considered below the poverty line, the difference in the life that we live is that much greater.
Hmm. Interesting. Wow. Yeah.
Where
did you go to school in Philadelphia?
High school.
Yeah. What school did you go to?
I went to W.B. Saw Agricultural School.
I have never heard of that. Where is that?
It's on Henry Ave. You have to drive past Manioc.
Okay.
And it's a school where you get to ride a horse if you wanted. You get to learn how to grow plants in a greenhouse. You get to learn about veterinary practices or environmental science.
How did you end up at that school?
I chose to go there.
How? Like, is it expensive?
No, it's part of the Philadelphia public schools.
Really?
Yeah.
So, but it doesn't sound like, I don't know why my voice sounds so raspy. It doesn't sound, excuse me, it doesn't sound like it's close to where you live.
No, it was an hour commute to get there.
It was an hour every day?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, did you have to apply to get in?
Yeah, you had to apply to get in. So, the Philadelphia school district is a little weird. Because there's so many students and so many varieties of high schools, in middle school you get to apply to your top three, and then if they accept you, that's where you go. So
is that what happened?
Yeah, I chose to do that in middle school.
Wow. So what did you learn? What was the curriculum there?
Academic-wise, it wasn't the best. It was average. But I learned far more valuable lessons in the agriculture and environmental sciences, which has led me to choose to become a landscape architect.
A landscape architect.
And she was valedictorian.
Yeah, I guess if that's her important.
Class. You were valedictorian?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I just did my homework every day and slept in class.
Okay. All right, can we edit that part out, please? No, not the valedictorian part, but the slept in class. Yeah. So, and I got a weird question for you.
Okay.
If, assuming that, you don't think all the other questions were weird. can you think of anybody who had a big influence on your life? And if you can think, well, I guess that's the first question. Can you think of anybody through the years who's had a big influence on your life?
Mentoring wise or just being consistent?
Somebody like that taught you life lessons or that influenced you in a big way.
I think I grew up sort of in a mishmash of social groups. Because there's my family, but... Okay, so there's my family. There was the family I developed volunteering at the zoo. There was my karate family, and there was the family I developed at school. And all four of these were very, very separate groups. They never really interacted. Actually, it was really weird for me to meet my friends at the zoo and have them meet my school friends. It was just so weird. But because of the different groups that I grew up in, I met so many different people that they all helped me to be a better person and have an open perspective. And karate, I think, helped me the most because it taught me more core values that I already had core values as a person, but I guess karate defined them for me to be a better person.
What do you mean when you say core? What do you mean by core values?
So by my mom's definition, it was obey the law, go to school, be a doctor. I guess, yeah.
Okay.
If I were to simplify it.
Okay. So, and you said karate had an impact on that?
Yeah.
So how?
Being a good person is, you could just be a bystander and be a good person. You don't have to do anything, but karate taught me that you can take matters into your own hands, but above all else, you should be a better person in any situation.
Okay. And you got that lesson from training with Sensei Sumbler?
Yeah.
Cool. Do you have any sad memories from growing up?
Too many.
Do you have any, like, that come to mind now?
That you want.
So wait, all right, so let's change it then. Do you have any happy memories from growing up? So you said, how old did you say you were?
22.
Okay. So from 0 to 22, do you have any happy memories? Any memories that stick out for you?
I spent most of my childhood playing in the streets. I think I'm the last generation to do so. And it was really formative because I would be able to play with my cousins who are all older, and we would play with our younger cousins. So, again, it was part of growing up in a village.
Growing up in what?
A village.
What village?
My family.
I thought you said you grew up in Kensington.
All my family live in Kensington.
Oh, okay.
I can walk to I can walk to half of my family members within 5 minutes.
That's pretty cool. So, and that's a good thing?
Sometimes.
Because, I don't know, I can walk to a bunch of my family members, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well. So 22 is pretty young. So, I don't know if you have accomplished a lot, but I don't know, valedictorian at your school is pretty impressive. Is there anything that you are really proud of that you've done so far? And if yes, why are you proud of that thing?
Getting my black belt.
So, oh, we're back to karate. Yeah. I'm not going to complain about that. Yeah. So you're really proud of getting your black belt? Why?
It was...
Like, who cares?
It was the first thing I chose to do for myself.
Really? To train karate? How was that for yourself?
to just be a better person.
Okay. I didn't ask you any of those questions to make you cry, and I don't know if people can hear on the recording that you are crying, but that wasn't my intention, so I apologize if anything I said caused that. So at 22, you may not have a good answer for this, because I'm 56 and I don't know that I have a good answer for this. And if you want to ask me any questions, you can too, or mom. So here's the question that you might not have an answer for, but if you do, that'd be great. Okay. How do you want to be remembered when you're gone? See, this is like 22-year-olds might not ever think about that.
When I'm gone.
Yeah, like when you're dead.
Do I have to be remembered? Does it matter?
I don't know. Does it?
I don't think it does.
Okay.
We talked about that recently.
Me and you?
Does it matter? Yeah.
What did you guys say?
I don't remember this conversation. Are you sure it was with me?
She said, it doesn't matter.
So that was it? That was the extent of the conversation?
Well, for the most part, yeah.
That's not a conversation. It's a comment. But thank you for sharing.
Well.
All right. So if I understand you correctly, Dong, you're basically saying you don't need to be remembered. It's not a big deal.
No, not to me.
Okay. All right. Okay. That's fine.
I think there is value to my life without having to be remembered.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be defined by what people remember of me when I'm gone.
So, speaking of remembering things, right?
Right.
Okay. All right. Are there any people that you don't get to be around now that you remember because they were really important to you in some way?
No one important to me has passed yet.
But are there any people who just are not around? Everybody's still close because your with your family. I know they're all close. Any teachers or friends who've moved away? Didn't you say at some point? I think you were talking to Joe earlier. Didn't you say something about somebody that maybe you went to school with, who moved to China?
Oh yeah.
For a job or something like that.
Yeah, so one of my best friends who I traveled the world with lives in Shanghai, China, because he's originally from northern China.
Wait a minute. Back up. What do you mean when you say travel the world?
Last year, I lived in Italy, and we were both study abroad students, and we had the same major. So we both visited Barcelona together. We visited most of Italy, and where else did I go? Amsterdam. And one other place. Oh, Cancun with other people.
Where? What was the last place?
Mexico.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, we traveled the world together.
And this was... And this is the same person who's in China now?
Yeah. And I can text him whenever. I think all my friendships and relationships are the kind that if they want to reach out to me, they know that they can, and I can always reach out to them. I don't think that I've ended a relationship that I regret.
Okay. All right.
That's awesome.
So, if you had all the money, if you had unlimited resources, right, and had all the enough money to do anything you wanted to, what would you do?
Buy out a shelter of dogs first.
You like dogs?
I love dogs. And then I guess...
Wow, I'm outnumbered.
Then it would go towards helping the community I grew up in. And it crashed again.
Yeah. Didn't do this the other day. I don't know why it's doing that. All right, well, hopefully. Okay, this time it said it saved 20. It says save to device 25 minutes.